What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Of course, like always, I'm going to do sports in the morning, and I do reacts in the afternoon. Bunch of games that go over last night in the NBA. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. About 9 or 10 games. Let's go through them. Let me pull these pages. I like to go over the box scores as well. Gives you an idea, really, who's consistent and who's not consistent. Okay, so first game was Celtics versus Pacers. Spanked them. Celtics spanked them 120-95, which they should have. You got 20 from Miles Turner, 20 from Tyrese Halliburton, who's been injured a lot of this season. But I do like the Pacers going forward because a healthy Tyrese Halliburton was leading the league in assists. And they just need to make some moves and some tweaks. Jaylen Brown gave you 27, 34 from Jason Tatum, and 22 from Derek White, who's their third best scorer all year long, pretty much. Then we got the Spurs versus the Wizards. The roller coaster ride of a Wizards. Wizards beat them 136-124. Kispert's 26 powers. So basically, the Spurs let some guy come off the bench and beat them. You got 30 from Keldon Johnson, 20 from Diop, 15 from, what's that? Malachi Braham, Trey Jones. Spurs got so many players I never even heard of, man. And these European cats and international cats with these names, boy, they're hard to pronounce. Doug McDermott gave you 18 off the bench. Probably first time all year long Doug McDermott probably put up 18. Denny Avdija gave you 21 from the Wizards, 23 from Kristaps Porzingis, Corey Kispert, never heard of him, 26. And Monte Morris gave you 10 and 17 from Jordan Goodwin. Man, there's so many dudes in NBA nowadays I don't even really am familiar with, man. They just sit on the bench all year long. Raptors played the Detroit Pistons, beat them 118-97, which they should have. Detroit's the worst team in the league, pretty much. You got 20 from Jaden Ivey, 14 from Wiseman, Marvin Bagley, 14. Isaiah Livers, 12. And RJ Hampton gave you 13. 17 from OG Anunoby for the Raptors. Pascal Siakam gave you 32. 18 from Fred VanVleet. And 19 from Chris Boucher. Memphis spanked the Grizzlies 151-114. Grizzlies clinched playoff spot with win over Rockets. Yeah, 20 from Jabari Smith. That's like the most points I've seen him put up in a long time. 10 from Kenyon Martin Jr., 13 from Jalen Green, 20 from Kevin Porter Jr., 21 from Tyree Eason. But Rockets, man, they're just putting up empty stats right now, meaningless stats. Dylan Brooks gave you 11 from the Memphis. Jaren Jackson gave you 18, my bad. 25 from Desmond Baines, 11 from Tyus Jones. Luke Kennard gave you 30 off the bench. And Ja Morant gave you 18 off the bench. They're bringing him in slowly. Like, that's the thing, though. They don't need to really start Ja Morant until the playoffs time. They already clinched their spot. Charlotte Hornets beat the Mavs. What the hell is going on in Charlotte, man? Like, We always be winning games like this. We don't need to be winning right now because we need to be losing to try to get Victor Wembanyama or Scoot Henderson. But, you know, apparently, you know, that's the thing. Like, the organization could have this mindset that we want to tank, but players aren't never going to have that mindset that we want to tank. No player wants to tank all season long. Let me go over the box scores. 25 from Gordon Hayward. I don't care. Still get rid of him, trade him. 28 from P.J. Washington. I like to see that. He's young. Nick Richards gave you 10 off the bench with 11 or 10 starting with 11 rebounds. 13 from some dude. I can't even pronounce his name. Savi Mikaluk. Dennis Smith Jr. started. That's the thing. We won. We had bench players starting. Dennis Smith Jr. started. Savi Mikaluk, whoever that is. Nick Richards. And we still won. That's crazy. And Dallas had Kyrie and Luka, man. How does Kyrie and Luka lose to Dennis Smith Jr., Savi Mikaluk, Nick Richards, P.J. Washington, and Gordon Hayward, man? I don't know that Kyrie Irving was a good move for Dallas. I really don't think it was. Because they just got beat by my pitiful and shameful Charlotte Hornets, whose owner is selling majority stake because he knows that the job he's done has been pitiful and shameful. The Bucks played the Jazz and spanked them 144 to 116, which they should have. Pat Connaughton gave you 22, 24 from Giannis, Brooke Lopez 17, 25 from Grayson Allen, and 18 from Jrue Holiday. Utah, you got 24 from Simone Fontecchio. Kelly Olynyk gave you 16. And Taylor Horton Tucker gave you 13. And Johnny Juzang gave you 10. Jazz were looking good at the beginning of the season, but they came back down to earth. And also, they're Rudy Gay's inactive, Colin Sexton's inactive, Jordan Clarkson's inactive, and Lauri Markkanen is inactive. I mean, that's literally three of their best players. Three of their starting players are inactive. Three of their three leading scorers are inactive. They'll probably get a high draft pick. I kind of like the Jazz's future going forward. And Jay Crowder's not even playing for Milwaukee right now. Gordon Dragic, Miles Leonard, AJ Green, Chris Middleton didn't play. Like, come playoff time, they're going to be so dangerous with Jay Crowder and Gordon Dragic as well. Warriors beat the Sixers, who I got coming up the East. 120 to 112. Jordan Poole scores 33 off the bench, along with 29 from Curry, 21 from Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green with 10 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. And Jermichael Green gave you 12 points as well. And that's the thing with the Warriors. They just need Jonathan Kuminga or Jordan Poole to have a good night. One of those cats to flip-flop every night, and Klay Thompson to do Klay Thompson things, Steph Curry to do what he did, Draymond to do what he did, and they could be good to go. Sixers, you got 23 from Tobias Harris, 46 from Joel Embiid. Of course, he was 1 for 5 from threes. The dude shot 22 free throws. Hit 19 points. 19 of his 46 were from the free throw line. Like, that's what I'm saying. Come playoff time, what are cats going to do with Joel Embiid? He's the most dominant, like, scoring big man. You know, Joel and, like, Jokic is a all-around, like, passing and scoring is the most dominant scoring and passing big man. Tyrese Maxey gave you 21. James Harden didn't even play. And that's the thing. When you don't got James Harden playing, you don't got the whole lineup, I'm not sold. Bulls played the Portland Trailblazers, beat them 124-96. Alex Caruso gave you 6 points. Patrick Williams, 10. 23 from Nikola Vucevic. And Zach LaVine gave you 33. 19 from Kobe White, former Tar Heel, who's probably going to get traded on the offseason. Because he's not – like, that's the – Kobe White is the all-time leading scorer in North Carolina high school basketball history. And he's the all-time freshman leading scorer in Carolina history. But he just hasn't shown in the pros that it's going to transition over. And in Portland, of course, Shaedon Sharpe gave you 24. That was a good pickup for Portland. That's a good pickup. And they got a few inactive players right now. So, Chicago still ain't got Lonzo Ball. DeMar DeRozan's inactive. The Damon Lillard's inactive. Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, Justin Winslow, Yusuf Nurkic. There's no way Portland should have won that, even had a chance of probably winning that game. You got Damon Lillard, Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, Justin Winslow, and Yusuf Nurkic. They're all out. It's hard to win a game like that. Kings beat the Suns. This is what I was talking about the other day with these records being so close in the West. Like the Suns, I'm just not without Kevin Durant. I'm not sold, man, because they got rid of too much to get rid of Kevin Durant. So without him, you don't got Bridges. You don't got Crowder. You don't got Cameron Johnson. That's three rotation pieces. You got 32 for Booker and 15 for Chris Paul. TJ Warren gave you 15. And that's another thing. TJ Warren hasn't showed that he was TJ Warren in the bubble. We haven't seen that guy since the bubble. And you had a lot of well balance from the Kings. Harrison Barnes, Tar Heel gave you 23. Keegan Murray gave you 13. 27 from Domantas Sabonis. Kevin Huerter gave you 29, and Darian Fox gave you 19. That's why I was talking about with Kevin Huerter out. They're not the same Kings. You can't even say they're the same Kings. Now, come playoff time, I think they'll still get bounced out first round, but they got a nice little lineup. Harrison Barnes, Keegan Murray, Domantas Sabonis, Kevin Huerter, and Darian Fox. With Davion Mitchell, Malik Monk, Trey Lyles, and Kelsler Edwards coming off the bench. And Malik Monk is having a pretty decent year. Putting up 13, 2, and 3 off the bench. Charlotte probably should have kept him. And let's see what other games we got. OKC versus the Lakers. And the Lakers won. Wow. Davis 37 pushes Lakers to 500. Clinch OKC tiebreaker. Lou Dortz gave you 19, 27 from Josh Giddey with 17 rebounds and 17 assists. That's the thing. Josh Giddey's only in his second year. Third year, Josh Giddey's going to be scary. Shea Gilgeous Alexander is only in his – he's got 4 years experience, so this is his fifth year, which is around the time when players really start to – you know, hit their peak, if they're going to hit their peak, and show really, like, how much talent they can maximize. And that's the thing, man. Like, for the next 3 to 4 years, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander should be a scoring machine. At Lakers, you got 37 from Anthony Davis with 15 rebounds, 11 from Austin Reeves with 6 rebounds and 9 assists. That's the thing. If Austin Reeves ain't scoring, he still could put up a double – figures in assist, and 21 from Dennis the Menace, 20 from Lonnie Walker, who ain't got too much playing time lately, and Malik Beasley gave you 10. Of course, LeBron's inactive, Mo Bamba, Scottie Pippen Jr., and Cole Swindle as well. D'Angelo Russell didn't play due to injury or illness. So let's check out the standings now. Lakers are in the eighth spot now. They're in that eighth spot. They're two games. They're literally a game behind Phoenix. That's the thing. Phoenix is. Phoenix is 38-35 and Golden State's 39-36. It's only because Golden State seemed to play one game more so far. Can the Lakers get into the sixth spot? It's possible. It's possible. Golden State's not a good road team, but I think Golden State's probably figured it out by now. They just got too much championship pedigree, too much veteran experience. It's possible that Golden State can move up to five. Phoenix moves out, and Lakers can come up past Minnesota. It's possible. It's highly possible, man. Phoenix doesn't have a Durant. I don't know what Golden State's schedule is going forward. I'm not sold on Minnesota, even though Karl Anthony Towns is back. It is definitely possible. And if I'm the Lakers, I want to get into one of these top six spots and not have to do one as play-in. And if they get in one of the top six spots and I have to do it a play-in, it could be like almost a save for the season. It really could. And New Orleans just moved up to number nine. They got a healthy Brandon Ingram. If they could get Zion back any point right now. But I'm still in the West. It's a who's who of who's going to come out the West. And in the East, it's Milwaukee, Philly, and Boston all day long. I mean, you can't tell me that any one of these other teams have a legit chance. You know, this Cleveland is still got a lot of young pieces. It's still young, even with Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan Mitchell just hasn't shown that he's still not an MVP candidate guy. Nobody's talking about Donovan Mitchell in the same light as Giannis, Embiid, Jokic, or Jason Tatum, for that matter, or even Luka, or Steph Curry. I don't even know if they've been talking to him in the same light that we talked about Jimmy Butler when he took Miami to the championship. And I'm trying to see any other players I would. Yeah, just something missing from Donovan Mitchell. I don't know what it is. I think it's because he's not a lockdown defender or whatnot. Let me see if there's any big NBA news on his front page that I need to go over. Luke Kennard hit 10 threes. Wow, okay. That's going to be a good pickup for them, even though I don't like Duke Blue Devils. NFL, seven veteran free agents who could still contribute. Panthers trade K to 49ers, Lions at QB. Yeah, I'm not seeing nothing that's really, really significant. But I did say I would go over who I think is going to win. I'm going to go over who I think is going to win the division for each division coming in the next year for the NFL. I'm going to start with the AFC East. I'm going with Buffalo again. Buffalo to win the division. Even if Aaron Rodgers comes to the division, I got Buffalo to win the division. Cincinnati to win the AFC North. Joe Burrow is not going nowhere. And he's got Jamar Chase. They're not going nowhere. It's not going to happen, Captain. I don't even care if Lamar Jackson resigns or if my not-so-distant cousin Kenny Pickett takes a leap. And if Deshaun Watson even comes back for a full season, I don't see it. AFC South, I'm going with Jacksonville Jaguars to win it. Pretty much everybody that won it last year. Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC West. Justin Herbert just in the Chargers. They just still didn't show me they took that leap yet. NFC East, I'm going with the Eagles again. Cowboys, yeah, they picked up Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore, but then they got rid of their tight end. So it's like addition by subtraction, subtraction by addition. NFC North. I'm going with the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions. I think they're going to take that leap. And unless Lamar Jackson goes to the Vikings. I know the Vikings are going after Lamar Jackson, supposedly, or have interest in Lamar Jackson. If he goes to the Vikings, him, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. NFC North, I'm going with New Orleans Saints. I'm going with Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints to win the NFC South. Carolina Panthers and the Falcons are going to be like the bums. I mean, literally, like, look at the NFC North or the NFC South last year. Buccaneers 8-9, Carolina 7-10, New Orleans Saints 7-10, Atlanta Falcons 7-10. I mean, that was just terrible. NFC West, going with the 49ers again. 49ers to win the NFC West. So I got 49ers, NFC West, Saints, NFC South, Detroit Lions, NFC North. I got NFC East, I got the Eagles. Sorry, Cowboy fans. Not going to be able to do it. Not going to be able to pick y'all. I got the Chiefs again, NFC West, Jacksonville on the South, NFC South. AFC North, I got the Bengals, and AFC East, I got the Bills. Even if the Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, and that could be a really good Dolphins, Jets, and Bills could be a very good division next year. Really could. Okay, well, once again, I'll thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.